Hello, this is Pastor Stephen Brown coming to you with the Christian for Liberty broadcast. During this 4th of July weekend, I would encourage all Christians in America that have given up hope for America that there is hope for returning our nation back to God and regaining liberties that have been lost. But we must repent of religious heresies we've embraced that give place to Satan and tyranny and make an idol out of our government. The modern church has embraced a lie concerning Romans 13, 1 through 5. It teaches all people must be subject or submit to government. But Paul does not teach absolute obedience to government here. We submit and acknowledge all government is ordained by God, but we do not always obey the government. The scripture teaches civil disobedience as obedience to God. When government laws demand evil from its citizens, we are to rise up and resist. In Acts 5, Peter boldly defies his government by saying we ought to obey God rather than men. They had commanded Peter and the apostles to stop teaching in the name of the Lord. And they resisted government and said we must obey God rather than men. It is time for America to shake off this yoke of heresy and resist the evil and tyranny from the federal government that oppresses the people. Our forefathers fought the Revolutionary War because they believed it was God's will to overthrow the tyranny of King George and establish a free Christian republic. They believed it was time for civil disobedience and resistance to tyranny. For our states today to continue to submit to a Supreme Court and all the courts that demand the slaughter of the unborn, the blasphemy of God in our public schools, where prayer and Bible reading by teachers are forbidden, the invasion of the Mexican illegals that are helping destroy our country in this unconstitutional health care that just was passed through, is to be in rebellion to God. The states must repent and obey God rather than the tyranny and evil of the courts. It is time for the states to embrace civil disobedience that they can obey God. It is time for the states to resist tyranny by banning abortion from their state and saving the unborn, by opening up the schools each day with prayer by teachers, and by saying the pledges of allegiance under God, and to start to ship out the illegals back to Mexico and reject this Marxist health care. If we want America free, we must fight against tyranny by civil disobedience, just as our forefathers did, knowing God will bless us as we obey Him rather than evil courts. May God give us the courage to stand in the truth of His Word and to stand against evil and tyranny in our government and to fight for liberty. I encourage you all to rise up in the Lord, encourage your states to stand against the federal government, to defy them, and stop obeying them and begin to obey God. May God give us all the courage to stand with the Lord against evil in this land, to fight and bring back this nation back to God and back to righteousness again and back to obeying the Lord. May God bless you. Amen.